Hello, beautiful beings. I'm your host, Kara Cott, and I want to welcome you to The Universe Made Me Do It, which is a conscious adventure of guiding you to live from your soul and manifest the tangible, juicy experiences, people, and places that matter to you. I am so excited you're here. And I want to thank you for bringing your source consciousness to this conversation. And remember, what you hear here, you create. Take what inspires you and discard the rest. And may you receive what you truly came here for. Good day from down under. I'm at the Bengali headlands, and that stunning vibration is the cicadas, and the sound of the Pacific Ocean moving against the shoreline, these headlands. And so as always, we just take in and be with the profound vibration of nature. Knowing that in a deep space, and a space beyond what we just hear, something amazing and magical is happening when we connect and we're with the sound, the vibration, the harmony of nature. So we just be with it. In today's conversation that I'm sharing with you, today is the last day of my stay, this particular stay here in Australia. And I've been observing tears. Something that looks like sadness, but actually isn't quite sadness. And sensations within my body, like maybe feeling a little puffy, a little tired. And as I'm sitting here in the headlands, just being with nature, being with these emotions, so there can be particular moments where emotions arise in our life. It could be just a daily occurrence, so it doesn't have to be a particular thing happening. However, transitional moments are opportunities to just be, just as other opportunities are. There's something really powerful when we're just being with an emotion. So we've been like crying, and what seems like sadness, and I say it seems like sadness because it's actually not sadness. It's something else. But this, the tears and the emotion isn't coming from the place that I've experienced sadness before. So I asked myself, asked the universe, what is this? Not from a place of like, oh my gosh, what is this? This needs to go away. I shouldn't be feeling sad. I shouldn't be crying. I'm just leaving a place. Places always exist. La, 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 la. Not from that place. Not from like it needs to go away because it doesn't feel good. And I'm not even saying it feels good. It just feels. But it didn't come from that space. It went from came from the space of curiosity. Oh, this is interesting. Maybe I didn't quite say it like, oh, this is interesting. I was like, okay, what is this? And when I tuned into it, I brought my awareness, and that's what I mean by I tuned into it. Brought my awareness to like, whoa, it's not coming from my chest. It's not coming from my heart space. Oh, this is coming from another part of my body. It's coming from my stomach area, my solar plexus area, my upper abdominal area. This emotion is emerging from, and the moment that I brought my awareness to that, it's like I could breathe deeper. Every single time that I brought my awareness to that part of my body where the tears and the emotion are flowing from, I can breathe differently. Just the awareness alone. Just the awareness alone. Oh, it's coming from, I feel it here. This is different. Instantly. Wow. Something has expanded. So what does that mean? Well, it doesn't have to mean anything, and that's the thing. It's just being. Just being doesn't even need to know, like, what's this here for? But I was guided to ask that question. And then I felt it in my body, and I was like, whoa, it's here. It's in this solar plexus area. And all of a sudden, I can just breathe more with my awareness connected to where this is flowing from. And you can always dive deeper. But it's up to you to know where you go with the experience within yourself. There's always a space to go deeper. And there's always an opportunity to ignore. And the power space to be in is just being with it. So when the emotion shows itself, when laughter's there, be with laughter. When tears are there, be with tears. When sadness is there, be with sadness. And I happen to think it's so fun to be like, ooh, why are these here? What's going on? Oh, I'm making a transition from Australia to Hawaii. And I've just fallen so in love with Australia. And this part of me just knows Australia is in my heart. It's not a place on the map. It's a place within my heart. And even though I know that, emotionally, there's this rising up of this emotion, of these tears, expression through my eyes. And as I've continued to feel into it, it really feels like an opening. You know, it's like there's a fly in the house and you open the door because you want to create an opening and you open the window so this fly can get out. It really feels like an opening. Whatever's been in there, just go ahead and flow out. I'm opening the door. Transitional times are opportunities for so many depths. And again, I get to attach whatever meanings. I get to feel into whatever meanings. And I can go as deep or as shallow. You can go as deep or as shallow as you desire. And not one is more right than the other. It's all about what experience do you want to be having with you? That's such a juicy question. What experience do you want to be having with you? You get to say what experience. And I'm sharing with you the fun of exploring, whoa, why is this here? And it's not just about an emotion that doesn't, quote unquote, feel good or feel as good as the others. It's about every single emotion. Why is laughter there? When you can ride the wave of any emotion, none of them become power over you. So let me say that differently. When you've created and allowed yourself to be with any emotion, any feeling, whether it feels good or you have it that it doesn't feel good, when you've created and allowed yourself to be with any emotion and feeling, like a wave coming into the shore, comes in, comes out, then those emotions do not have power and do not dictate how your day goes, how your life goes. They then in turn just be. And your relationship with the feedback, with the information that they're delivering to you, becomes totally different. They become indicators. They become experience. And your place of power exists within you. Not dictated by something other than you. See, your emotions, they're not you. And I'm sure you've heard that, and maybe you haven't. They're not you, and yet they are this beautiful experience here, part of you. So it's like they're you and they're not you. But it's the not you of you are not the thing. It is not the space to attach to the sadness and the grief like it is yours. This is grief. I am grief. Actually, that sounds kind of powerful, like just taking ownership. But there's a subtle difference between the two. I'm grief. Grief has got a hold on me. Versus like just being with the grief. And how you know is by how you feel. Because you can be grieving, feeling sad, any emotion, and be observant. Be the flower of it. It's a space of non-judgment for what you're experiencing in any given moment in time. So when you're crying, here's something that just popped in that I'm going to share with you. It's a powerful tool to use. So like, you're like, yeah, okay, great, I get this. But you know, when I'm angry, I am not always consciously aware of this. Or when I'm feeling joy, I'm not necessarily like, ooh, I'm feeling joy. Like really bringing that awareness in there. And so one of the things that you can do, so like you're with an emotion that doesn't feel so great to you. A powerful tool is to not make an excuse for it. It's to not be with others and justify and apologize for what you're feeling. Do not explain yourself. You do not owe anybody an explanation of why you feel or experiencing whatever you're experiencing in any given moment in time. Just as you wouldn't go to someone and be like, let me just explain to you why I was just laughing my ass off over there. Just be with it. That creates the space of just being. You don't have to justify it. You don't have to explain it. You don't have to justify it to yourself. Just be with it. The other tool is to allow it to flow. When you stop an emotion, when you try and stop anything, you try and stop a train? Yeah, how's that going to work out? You want to just step right in front of that train and try and stop it? What do you think's going to happen? It's same thing happens when you try and stop an emotion. When you try and stuff down, oh, I feel really good, but that person's sad. So let me stuff down my feel goodness. Let me stuff down my excitement about something that happened when I was at work because, you know, their dad just died 2 weeks ago. I want you to hold this image in your mind. Anytime that you stop or inhibit an emotion, it's like you standing in front of a train trying to stop it. Splat, right? I know it's graphic and it's a really great analogy. But when you just let the train flow, it just flows. It goes on its way. Boom, train passed. Oh, there goes my anger. Didn't try and stop it. Didn't try and make it be anything. Didn't try to justify it. Just let anger flow. Oh, there's laughter. Oh, there goes laughter. This is all about you being in the power seat of your life. That's all that this conversation is. Not about justifying or making things more right or wrong or saying you have to be this way. This is about where's your power? Where is it? Is it with you? Is it with you as the observer? Is the beer? Or is it strangled and splattered and jumbled up and entangled with something other than you? What experience do you want to have with yourself? And there you have it, beautiful beings. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I know your true heart's desire is to live a magical, vibrant life. And I hope this podcast is supporting you in the fulfillment of this desire. I want to hear from you and how this or any of my other episodes is impacting your life. Rate, review, subscribe from wherever you're listening. Or email me at theuniversemademedoit@gmail.com. And please share this episode with a friend whose life you know it will positively impact. Sharing can give them access to a deeper knowing and clarity and can allow them to shift their current life experience. Text them or share on social media a link from Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening. Or share theuniversemademedoit.com/podcast.